03456060973. Back to that conversation about prisons in the UK in just a few moments' time. But first, let's talk about some other people that might find themselves in a prison in a different country. Simon Marks is LBC's Washington correspondent, joining me now. Simon, thank you for your time this morning. This might be related to impeachment, it might not, but two associates of Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump's lawyer, have been arrested on campaign finance charges.
They have indeed, Darren. I think it is fair to say that events here now are moving at a pretty substantial clip here. And all the events that we've witnessed over the last few hours will, at the end of the day, in one way or another, relate to the Democrats' impeachment inquiry, because they're going to seize on this. These two men who were picked up at Washington's Dulles Airport, I'll explain that in a moment, late on Wednesday night, are two Soviet-born Americans by the name of Lev Parnas and Igor Froman. They've been in the news for a fair old while here because they are associates of Rudy Giuliani, and they were the men that Rudy Giuliani was using to try and dig up dirt on Joe Biden in Ukraine. That is uncontested. Mr. Parnas and Mr. Froman had made several trips to Ukraine on Rudy Giuliani's behalf in connection, their lawyer says, with Rudy Giuliani's work for President Trump. Remember, the former mayor of New York is President Trump's personal lawyer. They are charged with campaign finance violations. The allegations are that the Ukrainian government, not the current one, the previous Ukrainian government, personally gave them hundreds of thousands of dollars, which they then deposited in the bank account of a sort of American shelf company here, and it was that shelf company that provided funding to one political action committee here in the United States, and someone who is tantalizingly referred to in legal documents as Congressman One. He hasn't yet been officially unmasked, but we believe that he's a former congressman from the state of Texas, a Republican by the name of Pete Sessions. That's certainly what Texas media is reporting tonight. So those are serious campaign finance violations because, as you know, foreign governments and foreign entities are not allowed to deliver anything of value, whether that's money or information on someone's political opponents, to anyone seeking public office. The tantalizing bit to this story is that these two men had lunch on Wednesday with Rudy Giuliani, where else, at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. As soon as that lunch was over, they apparently hightailed it to the airport. They both bought themselves one-way tickets to Vienna. I am not making this up. And at that point, the federal authorities swooped on them and arrested them shortly before they were due to board their flight to Vienna. So we have learned tonight, there's more.
Who arrested them? Was it Jack Bauer? I mean, what?
Seriously, it's like, it is absolutely like a cross between 24 and House of Cards.
Yes. Yeah,
but there is more. We have learnt tonight that Rudy Giuliani was also planning to fly to Vienna.
Oh my.
He was apparently planning to leave today. We have no idea what he was planning to do in Vienna. He insists that he is standing by his two business associates. He says, I think with breathtaking naivety, that he doesn't believe that he is under investigation. I mean, either that's naive or it's bravado, because it seems pretty apparent from the press conference that was held in New York earlier today by FBI officials that their investigation is continuing. And given that these two men were working for Rudy Giuliani, I mean, it is fair to assume that Rudy Giuliani at least is a person of interest in future negotiations. Look, all of this is bad news for a White House that had no shortage of bad news today. For the first time, a majority of Americans, 51% of Americans in the latest Fox News opinion poll, favor the impeachment of Donald Trump. We also learned that the president's informal advisor on all things related to China told the Financial Times that he had been provided with dirt on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, by the government of China. The FT published that as an exclusive splash in their Thursday editions. This informal advisor to China, Michael Pillsbury, then denied that he had said anything to the Financial Times about getting dirt on Hunter Biden from China, at which point the Financial Times reporter in question published the email exchange that he had had with the aforementioned informal advisor to China. I mean, you can't make any of this up. It is no surprise that Democrats feel absolutely emboldened about this impeachment investigation.
Because it looked for a while, didn't it, as if, well, it looked for a few days, but that's a long time in this political environment. It looked for a few days as if the Democrats might have jumped too early or made the wrong call by launching this impeachment inquiry. As you say, they must feel emboldened by events. And where do we start with this? Donald Trump also now saying that he hopes Rudy Giuliani, his personal lawyer, does not end up getting indicted on criminal charges. Now, just translate that into the real world, Simon. If someone thinks to themselves, I hope my personal lawyer doesn't end up getting indicted on criminal charges. Absolutely extraordinary.
Well, it actually gets even worse for President Trump, because yesterday he lawyered up to a new degree. He hired a former Republican congressman by the name of Trey Gowdy to be his impeachment lawyer. He's the man who apparently Donald Trump wants to see on television defending him rather than Rudy Giuliani, whose television appearances have been increasingly bizarre, but tragically for the White House, all too frequent over the last few days. It turns out that actually Trey Gowdy, due to lobbying rules and regulations here, is not able to join Donald Trump's legal team until January. The White House does not appear to have done the basic vetting necessary before announcing that he was going to be Donald Trump's lawyer. Now, I don't know about you, you know, how you think about this, Darren, but does Donald Trump look like a man who can really hang around and wait until January to get an impeachment lawyer on his team?
No,
I suspect probably not.
He looks like someone who I think is probably going to be calling up one of the lawyers that you see advertised on daytime television, or perhaps who have those little offices from you know, the ones in Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul, that's what I'm thinking.
Exactly. And any ambulance chaser will do.
And one can only guess, Simon, at the extent of the incandescent rage that Donald Trump will feel when he switches on his briefing channel, Fox News, and sees that on that channel a poll suggests that a majority of Americans feel he should be impeached.
But Darren, you are late to the news. He's down on Fox News. He's switched channels. He made it clear on Twitter earlier today that he thinks there's a problem with the Fox News polling unit, which, by the way, I should tell you, regardless of the fact that it is operated by Fox News, is a highly respected polling unit by all the broadcast networks and major publications here. So he made it very clear earlier today that he's switching his allegiance to a little-known cable news channel by the name of the One America News Network, which is to the right even of Fox News in its primetime and daily news programming. And bear in mind, Darren, this is also on a serious note.
Yes.
A president who is now facing Republican fury over an entirely different matter, and that is the way in which he has sold the Kurds down the river by engaging in that Sunday night telephone conversation with the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, going, we are told, off script in that conversation and basically giving the Turkish president the green light to invade Syria. Republicans are furious about that, threatening sanctions from hell against Turkey because they argue that President Trump has engaged in a breathtaking betrayal of the very Kurds alongside whom American forces were fighting and dying in the battle for Islamic State. Military figures here are falling over themselves to appear on television, urging the president to do something as basic as calling for a cessation of hostilities. He hasn't even done that up until now, and he further inflamed the situation at the White House yesterday by suggesting that one of the reasons why he wasn't too troubled about the plight of the Kurds was that they had not done anything for America during World War II, and they had not fought alongside American forces on the beaches of Normandy. The wheels are coming off this train, and it's very difficult to see what President Trump can do to glue them back on.
I just wonder how long the Trump train skids along without wheels. It feels as if it's been doing that for a while. There might be loads of sparks coming off the bottom, but it does still seem to be moving, doesn't it? Simon, thank you so much for that. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, someone to whom I believe and hope we'll be speaking a very great deal over the next 12 months.